Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at how our grain markets closed on this Wednesday afternoon, and we'll hear from Justin Lewis of KIS Futures right after this.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Choose a DIY series building by Mueller and get easy-to-assemble, affordable, and permanent storage right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our do-it-yourself building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's standard series buildings are ready to go to work for you. We call them the standard because they have set new benchmarks for quality and flexibility, and their 100% bolt-together design makes them easy to assemble. With competitive financing options, Mueller can be your permanent storage solution. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to get your free customized building estimate. Then click on our color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our Oklahoma locations nearest you.
Justin, what's going on in our grain markets today?
Grain futures were all over the board to finish the day today. We had corn in the front month, May, down 2.75, but then the rest of the months on back were up. New crop September and December were both up about 6.5 to 7.5. As planting delays in the Midwest are looking to continue for about 2 weeks. There's different reports. Some weather forecasts are adding rain. Some are taking it out. But if you take the average, it looks like we're going to be wet for about 2 weeks in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana. And then this storm system that's moving through the southern plains here in Oklahoma and Texas and Kansas today is going to work its way up to the Midwest this weekend. So overall, with the snow cover that they still have in some states like the Dakotas and northern Nebraska, and then the rainfall, it looks like they're quite a bit away from getting planted with the winter, with the spring wheat and the corn and beans both. So overall, kind of a bullish picture there in terms of weather. Looking at the wheat futures, wheat was steady today, had a volatile day. We started off lower, and then we rallied. We're up about 10 cents in both wheat, Chicago and Kansas City futures. But then we closed down just a quarter cent in July, Kansas City at 747.5. So not a whole lot going on there either. There's a freeze the next two nights forecast for southwest Kansas, which is a little bit farther along than it was last time we had these cold temperatures. So there may be some damage. It doesn't look like it's going to be as much as the previous storms, but there could still be some. This morning we had the ethanol report come out. The one thing to note about these ethanol production is the margins are actually increasing. This is the highest margins we've had in over a year. So things are looking good there in terms for the ethanol producer. The negative of that is as crude oil gets weaker, those margins will begin to get weaker going forward. But for now, they're good. Weekly production was just a little bit lower than last week, but we're still on a good strong uptrend. And ethanol stocks are actually a little bit lower, helping the long-term profit margin. So overall, still good ethanol production, which helps out grain prices. And looking forward, it's really just going to be a weather market, and we'll see what is in the future there.
Whether you raise crops or livestock, there are a lot of good reasons to attend the Southern Plains Farm Show. You'll see the 2013 Chevys, the official vehicle of the show, plus hundreds of exhibitors display over 1,000 product lines, pull behinds, sprayers, seeds, tools, management software, and register for great prizes like the Hustler Sport Mower and the Daily Early Bird Prize, good for $1,000 in show bucks, sponsored by Grasshopper. All that plus free admission and free parking, the Southern Plains Farm Show, Oklahoma City State Fair Park, April 18, 19, and 20.
Taking a last look at some of our markets this afternoon, Kansas City May wheat finished up 1/4 at 7.42 even. July contract down 1/4 at 7.47.5. September contract down 3/4 at 7.59 even. Chicago May wheat up 1/4 at 7.03 3/4 on the day. July contract down 0.5 at 7.07 1/4. And the September contract changed up 1/4 at 7.13 3/4. In the row crops, Kansas City May or Chicago May corn down 2 3/4 at 6.60 1/2, July contract up 0.5 at 6.41 1/4, and the September contract up 7 3/4 at 5.74 even. May soybeans finished the day up 10 3/4 cents at 14.22 1/4, July contract up 4 3/4 cents at 13.80, and the August contract up 3 1/2 cents at 13.31 3/4. That's a look at how your markets closed on this Wednesday afternoon. Make it a great evening, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.